Happy New Year's, everybody.
This is Malcolm Esposito. Today, I get up close and personal with Phil Henry, the host of The Phil Henry Show. And we've often heard him exchange different sets of shows between him and the Kenny Flagg Show when Kenny was doing the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. But today, I'm going to, because I'm kind of here in Hollywood, and I'm looking at my options. I've been reading scripts, and some producers have been sending me some scripts. And I've also been just kind of chilling just to see what my opportunities are. I have my agent, Jordan Lug, who's looking into different things. But while I'm here and I'm just kind of overviewing my options and seeing what projects I want to tackle, I want to interview Mr. Henry because you're a fascinating person, Mr. Henry, and I think a lot of people want to know about it. Thank you. So what would you say as 2024 comes to end, what would you say is the most significant achievement what you had? I'd say that putting my show, give it a little faster so we could, no, I can't do it faster. I'm thinking.
Okay. Malcolm, he has to think.
Okay. Go ahead. What is your most significant, well, I was going to say, for me, it was mounting my show at Theater West, a theatrical show. What do you mean by mounting? You're not talking about, no, I'm not talking about, Jesus.
Malcolm, he's talking about putting his show up on the stage.
So how many people I got in the studio here? I just want to check. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, Malcolm, it's me, Bud.
They're right here.
And Margaret, because so far you got a rocky start. Yeah, but see, I want to do it my way. That's the whole thing. Look, everybody just back. Let him do it the way he wants to do it, General.
Okay, Jesus. He's going to carve it a new one.
Let's see. Hey, when I carve it a new one, I'll let you take a look at it. See if it's something you want to, you know.
Want to what?
I don't know.
We'll be out here.
Yeah, good. So, Mr. Henry, 2024, you say your most significant thing with mounting your own show where? At Theater West. It was, why was that significant? Because I tried doing a one-man show in a comedy clubs. I've tried doing a one-man show in, like, improv places, you know. What's wrong? You kind of need to pick it up a little bit. I can't pick it up, Malcolm. I'm going as fast as I can. Do you want an honest answer?
Yes.
This is, Malcolm Esposito takes a look at, is the name of the show. Okay, do you want to take a look at it, or you want to just have a side glance? That's good. I want to remember that. Let me write that. Do you want to take a look at it? On the Malcolm Esposito Show, we take a look at it. We don't have a side. Okay. You want me to answer the question?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was fun to do my show in front of a theater audience, in a real theater, with different, acts and going on and off stage and going in and out of character. I like doing that. And plus, it was great. The audience enjoyed it. We had a sold-out show there, and we had a Q&A afterwards, which I thought was a lot of fun.
Yeah, with the Q&A.
Question and answer?
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought it was like,
thought it was T&A?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was so like, you got up on stage, you go, woo-woo! So, I don't know what you're doing.
So, okay, let's move on to another question, because I think, Mr. Henry, you're fascinating. You do different voices, you do different characters. So that's what you did at, what was the place?
Theater West.
Where was that? In Hollywood, California. In Hollywood. See, that's the whole, yeah. That's where I am. That's what I want to do. Can you help me with that, Mr. Henry? Are you interviewing me or, do you know people or do I know people? I know the people that I know.
Yeah, it's spoken. A lot of people say that. A lot of people in Hollywood say, well, look, I know the people I know.
Malcolm, no, I don't know anybody.
You don't?
No, I have an agent. He knows people, and I have friends, and I work, it's what I do.
What?
I think guys like you are well-connected. Do you want to interview me, or do you want to find out what jobs are?
No, it's okay, God. Take it easy.
Hey, this is Malcolm Esposito, and I'm interviewing Phil Henry. You can tell he's a little bit of a mood, and I don't blame him, because he wants to get to what he wants to get to. And here on Malcolm Esposito Takes a Look At, I got to get to what I want to get to, too, as well, Mr. Henry. I want to have respect, and I want to have deep respect for what it is you want to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Because you were looking at me like there's something stuck to my nose? What's the funny?
Nothing.
Because you just went, nothing. It's almost like you have, let me ask you that question, Mr. Rennie. Do you have health issues or?
No, I don't have any health issues.
You said you had sore feet or something?
I had a stretched tendon on my,
what is it?
I stretched tendon on my heel, and this past year I tore a rotator cuff.
Okay, that I heard about. What's a rotator cuff anyway? Is it on the wrist or something?
No, it's actually up in the shoulder. It's a pretty common injury. Baseball players get a lot when you're using that shoulder. And just,
what happened to you? I heard you had a mishap. You have a mishap or something?
Yeah, I hit a curb and I tripped and fell and caught myself with my hands and it messed up my shoulder. Okay, so you have a heel pain, rib rotator cuff. Is that it? Or because you look like, are you carrying a little more weight than you ought to? Yeah, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I don't know, I didn't mean to say nothing about it. You know, you're not the skinniest guy. Well, I think I had, you know, I just got on the scale, I'm a 196th, you know. Yeah, you're 196, you're 5'7"? So, who gives a... All right, man, I'm just joking. But seriously, Mr. Henry, you have a demanding schedule. You have a demanding life, and everything that you do is
demanding.
Yes, it is. And so I would think you want to keep as best health as you possibly can.
I do try to keep in good health. I don't smoke. I drink very rarely.
You drink rarely?
Okay, because everybody was saying you pretty much love to cozy up a bottle.
I did what to a bottle? You know, everyone said you like to cozy up to
a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well. Because I like Don Julio tequila?
Yeah, something like that. They said you slug back the tequila and everything.
No. I have a drink a month, maybe. Maybe two drinks a month. Didn't you? Did you?
Slow down, man. You okay?
There's some water.
Thanks. Whew. God damn. Didn't you used to hit the ball a long way?
I suppose in my younger years, yeah, I did. There's a period there after I got out of radio and just was kind of like semi-retired for a while. I probably partied a little bit, but I don't anymore, man. I'm pretty healthy.
Are you? You're vegan?
I was, but I kind of fell off the vegan thing because I had a steak. And the reason why I had a steak is because I had an iron, you know, I needed iron.
People, you need iron like that's in the meat. The iron that's in the meat?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, what I will say this is I'm mostly vegan, but occasionally I do have meat protein because it has certain,
it's got certain minerals and vitamins and minerals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the whole thing. I was saying to, my brother Hal. And you know Hal, he's the engineer over at our studio in Tucson, Arizona, that Hal owns, and he hired me to be the staff announcer.
Yeah, I heard him. He had a lot of problems with the Kenny Slags people.
Well, in what way?
Well, I mean, he would butt in.
Wow, you never heard that. It didn't sound like to me.
Yeah, he'd butt in, he'd say, hey, do this, do that, and who was it, Carol?
Yeah, Carol was Kenny's producer, god damn. She was a pain, man. She's always just, you know, hey, 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 and this and that and this and that and this and something else. So I don't know.
Oh, okay, so Hal, what about Hal?
Well, my brother Hal was diagnosed as schizophrenic, okay? Because he'd been talking to people, he was in the middle of a park one day talking to a guy that wasn't there, that kind of thing. People didn't know it was actually that. They thought he was telling you that he had earbuds in, you know?
Yeah.
And then when they looked at his ears, there was nothing in there. He's just going, yeah. So the other day, I thought I'd get myself tickets to see the Dodgers. And the poor man was hallucinating. Yeah, he was seeing things, hearing things. So he's had that problem. And for a while, he was treating it with psychotropic drugs like LSD and everything like that.
So he's getting good medicine now?
Yeah, well, it's completely abated. They say he's in remission.
Remission from schizophrenia?
What's so funny?
I mean, I'd never heard of being in remission from schizophrenia.
Yeah, he was. He was like, one day he was going, hey, I can tell you what happened, exactly what happened. We were at our parents' house. And we were over having my father's birthday party.
Okay.
And Hal is standing there in the middle of the driveway of my father's house. He's going, yeah, so anyway, I'll get five bucks on Attaboy Binky in the fifth race, whatever the you know, he's like he was betting a race.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, and then give me, and then he goes, wait a second, there's no one here. What am I doing? I'm talking to myself. And I said, Hal, it's me. It's your brother, Malcolm Esposito. And he goes, were you there? I said, yeah. He goes, it looks like I was talking to no one. I said, yeah, you were talking to an imaginary guy. And he goes, okay, just to be clear, you're not imaginary, right? And I go, no. And he goes, I'm only kidding. I know that you're real. And that's the day I think I went into remission. Yeah.
Has he been schizophrenic ever since?
No, he's not. He hasn't talked to anybody that ain't there. And he has not heard nothing that ain't there. There's a lot of times I'll walk in the room. This probably sounds childish. But I'll cut a fart and I'll go, yeah, it'll be loud. And he'll go, what was that? I'll go, I don't know, it must be an invisible man. And that's when he slaps me around and straightens me out, you know.
Did your brother slaps you around? I was reading where
Well, I shouldn't say, but I was reading where there's some others slapping around in public. Yeah, occasionally I'll get out of line. I'll walk in a room and I'll fart just for laughs, you know. And he'll slap me around. He'll slap me around the room. He'll grab me by the collar, just slap my face and go, you know, knock it off, man. And so I will, and then I'll forget. And the next time I'll come in, I'll go, hey, Hal, I think one of those invisible men you was talking to just entered the room behind me. And he's kind of scared, and he looks, he goes, is he? And I'll fart, and I go, yeah, he just farted. And then he'll grab me and slap me around. Well, why do you do that to the poor guy? Oh, my God, Mr. Henry, did you hear yourself?
Why do you do that?
Yeah, that's right. Why do you do that to the poor guy? Because it's funny. What's funny about that? This poor guy has a debilitating mental illness that is very physical. It can be treated with medicine, okay? It's not like it's the result of any kind of trauma. The guy's got some chemical imbalance in his brain that can be treated, and he's trying to treat it professionally. And there you are going, hey, I think there's another invisible man here. The guy's probably paranoid. Well, if he's paranoid, that's something else ought to be treated medically, don't you think? You know what I'm saying, man. He's probably afraid. He's afraid, man. Oh, sorry. This is Malcolm Esposito having some fun here with Phil Henry on Malcolm Esposito Takes a Look at It here on the Phil Henry Show. Malcolm Esposito Takes a Look at It on the world famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by PhilHenryShow.com. It's the greatest value online other than porn. You can get yourself 60,000 hours of great material. I mean, Mr. Henry's got all the great recorded material. He's got long and short form comedy. He's got his radio show. He's got his, you know, a lot of his digital casts and everything. He's got his home movies. He's got a great video cast. He's got some podcasts that they do. And slow down. This is my friend Terry. Hi, Terry. Yeah, okay. Yeah, hi. So, and they do that. And then they also, you can get stuff. Yeah, so get a backstage pass, ladies and gentlemen, of the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Greatest value online of the porn. And now back to Malcolm Esposito Takes a Look at It on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry, I'm with Phil Henry, interviewing Phil Henry. You're in Phil Henry interview. What are you going to say? I think that promo was wrecked, man. What? I mean, the promo you just did, it was your friend Terry. Hi, Terry. How you doing?
Hi.
He did it really fast, and he was kind of nervous. Did anybody... Well, I mean, you can, you know, if you want to do it now, go ahead. Well, I would just say, cutting into my time, though, you know, So, well, if that was a part of the agreement, what I did with Phil Henry, with the Henry Radio and Tampere Incorporated, that I had a certain amount of time that I would be allotted. But if you cut into it with any more commercial announcement, then I have to add that. I got to tack that on. So tack it on, man. Okay. All right. Get a backstage pass, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You get 60,000 hours of great digital content, great radio content. It's all there for you at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn. Less than $10 a month for a 1 month, less than $7 a month for your subscription. Okay, so you just tacked on more time. Okay, so tack it on, man. Okay. This is Malcolm Esposito, and I'm talking with Phil Henry, who's a really amazing kind of guy. He's a broadcaster, but he also does comedy. And then do you need some more water or something? Yeah, let me just. He's a broadcaster. He does comedy. He does like, and then he does some. Do you do some like social commentary and everything? Yeah, I did for a while, and I don't know. What's the matter? You didn't want to do no more? Not really, because it puts you at odds with the audience in ways that you don't want to be. I mean, I'm there really to entertain. I'm not there to get into a damn fight. Yeah, but on Facebook, don't you do on Facebook? Every now and again, I'll drop an opinion, and everybody does, but it's not part of the act as much as it was, say, back in the earlier part of the 2000s when there was like a Gulf War going on and there was 9/11 and all that stuff. 9/11 was wrecked. Oh, my God, I was reading about 9/11. You weren't around then? No, I was born like a day after a 9/11. You were born one day after 9/11. Yeah, I thought my mom said you were born. She said, my mother said, Lord, 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 Malcolm Esposito, you was born right on top of 9/11 or a day later. I don't remember. Your mother doesn't remember the day you were born on. She does not know. I think the whole thing traumatized her. So your birthday is either September 11th or September 12th.
Yeah.
Well, my birthday is September 1st. Okay. But I don't know. It just seemed like, oh, we're both Virgos. I don't buy that stuff. You buy that? Are you into astrology or anything like that? Not really, no. Then who cares? I just thought as a point of
Anyway, it's okay, Mr. Henry. We're having fun with Mr. Henry. We're messing with his mind. We're messing with your mind a little bit, Mr. Henry.
Okay.
We're talking to Mr. Phil Henry about his career here on Malcolm Esposito is Looking At It. Or what's the name of this?
It's called Malcolm Esposito Takes a Look At It.
Thanks a lot, Weber. Who's that guy?
That's Weber Bickerstaff. He's been a staff announcer with me and my brother Hal at our studio.
For how long now, Weber?
I think I've been with you probably 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, 15, 20 years, which is almost when I was, you know, my brother was born, but he was only 11.
Well, who owned the studio?
My dad did.
I worked for your father.
Yes, my dad did. What's your father's name?
Estevez Esposito is my dad.
Okay.
And he owned the studio.
Yes, he did.
That's why it's called Double E.
Oh, yeah, Double E Studio. Got it.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought, what is that, Edmonton Eskimo or Edmonton Elks? You know?
Why that?
Because that's what there's a Double E on their helmet.
Oh, okay.
Well, sorry to bore you. But
no, I'm not. You're not boring me. Why don't you move it along, Malcolm?
Hey, whoa. You're not supposed to say nothing. You're the announcer.
I'm an announcer or am I an announcer?
You are. You look like you've been. So you're having yourself a drink, aren't you, sir?
You better goddamn well believe it. Sitting here listening to him slobber around is enough to make a man drink four of these. See that right there?
Yes, sir, I do. Yeah, what's that?
That's a double bouillon.
Now, I've never heard of bouillon. What is that?
Easy, Malcolm. I'm talking to the adult in the room here, Mr. Hendry.
And I'm the employer of the Malcolm Esposito Takes a Look At It, okay?
Yeah, okay. Malcolm Esposito Takes a Look At It. Anyway, a double bouillon, Mr. Henry, is a whiskey from the southern reaches of France.
From the southern, like there's a whiskey growing part of France?
Yes.
In the south?
No, not in the south. It's from the southern reaches.
What's the difference between southern regions?
Did I say southern regions? Southern reaches.
Okay, well, anyway, enjoy your drink, sir.
Yes. Thanks a lot, Weber. You guys don't know how to party, do you?
Enjoy your drink, sir. This is Malcolm Esposito, and we're having a lot of fun here. He's just kind of messing around here. I'm interviewing Phil Henry for the Malcolm Esposito Takes a Look At It. This is the number one show, not number one, but this is my first interview show that I'm doing, and I'm doing it for the Hal and Malcolm Network, and I'm doing it for the Hal Esposito, and I'm doing it for the Hal Esposito Podcast Network. My brother Hal is going to be doing a podcast network out of the studios, Double E Studios in Tucson, Arizona, but started by my father, Estevez Esposito. And anyway, we're looking for podcasts. You do a podcast, don't you, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sorry. That's why I'm interviewing.
Yeah,
that's what this is going to be on.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about me? Are you on a podcast platform right now?
I am.
Which one is you on?
I'm with Podcast One.
And you like them?
Yeah, I do. I like them very much. They sell the show. They're kind of a sales and marketing support for the show.
Well, have you ever thought about maybe? Because let me tell you what. Let me tell you what, okay? I'm not leaving Podcast One.
Whoa. Why don't you hear him out, Mr. Henry? The kid's got a good pitch.
Thanks a lot, Weber. Is he on the show now, or what are you doing, Weber?
I had another cocktail.
Weber, sit down over there, okay?
Better sit down before you fall down, sir. Blow it out your...
Did you hear that? Yeah, that's like, he does it all the time. Weber comes into the house at least two times a day, walks into the house while Hal and I are talking or something's going. Hal's wife is there.
Hal's married, huh?
Yeah. Was that all of a sudden weird or something?
Well, no. What's her name?
Why do you want to know?
I'm nothing.
Hal's married a very lovely lady named Roger.
Roger? Oh, okay. So he's your brother's gay.
What? Roger's a guy's name. He's married to a woman. Whoa.
God damn. You're not too quick on it, are you, Henry?
Hey, listen, Weber.
Hey, Weber, sit down, will you, man?
Weber, you got to sit down. All right, never mind. So that's great. Yeah, so we're thinking of starting. This is actually Roger's idea, Hal's wife. She said, why don't you guys start a podcast network like the one what they got on, I don't know, like iTunes or something like that?
Well, iTunes is more of a delivery kind of a system. I wouldn't call it a sales platform, but there's a lot of them.
Right. So we call it the Hal Esposito Podcast Network. Yeah. And we'd have different podcasts. What about you, Weber? You want to do one?
The Weber Bickerstaff, you better believe. I've dreamed of doing a podcast. The Weber Bickerstaff, I'd call it the Weber Bickerstaff Adventure.
What would it be about?
Every year, every year.
It would be yearly?
I could only do it yearly. Yeah, you can see I have the drinking problem I have. I don't know, Weber. You got to do it at least once a month, at least once a week. Who are you? I'm not working for you.
I'm Phil Hendry. He's Phil Hendry. He does a podcast every day.
I could care less.
Well, anyway, I think you got to do one more than... Yeah, you have to do a podcast more than once a year. A lot of guys do them once a week. I do mine every day. Now, how come you do that every day? Just to stay present in the minds of the audience, just to stay uppermost in their mind, to make sure that my brand is out there, you know? Your brand. I love that term, brand. Everybody's branding, you know? Yeah, my best friend, Don. Wait, you were going to say something? That's what I'm saying right now. No, but I want to say, everybody's branding. They go and they brand. They go, I got a friend of mine who's in the branding business. He goes to like different businesses and he goes, hey, your business, you could use a different brand and help them brand it.
Yeah.
So what are you going to say?
My best friend, Don, his son, Joe, is my godson. Joe is in the branding business and he works with all kinds of people. In fact, he just got back from, or just didn't just get back, but he has been working the Grand Prix circuit, and he was at the U.S. Grand Prix.
So, well, he was at the U.S. Grand Prix where?
In Texas.
What was he doing there?
He was talking to people and saying, hey, I can help you with your brand. Different companies were there, different, all invited to these luxury boxes, you know?
Oh, wow. So this, your godson is invited to the luxury boxes, and he talks to different people about the brand.
Yeah, that's what he does, man. And so... You were talking about branding.
Yeah, see, that's what I wanted. I gotta get it together and do something like that, man. That's where I'm at. I want to go to the U.S. Grand Prix. Where was it? Was the one in Austin?
Yes, it was in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, I want to go to the. What about Vegas? Do they have the one in Vegas too?
Yeah, they go to all of those.
Yeah, see, that's me. That's Malcolm Esposito. You know, man, that's me. That's where I live. Not sitting here with this chicken stuff.
What's wrong? Oh, shut up.
What are you doing, man?
What's it look like I'm doing? Sitting around here doing all this chicken stuff.
Look at Malcolm. You're not going to be a big star overnight, okay? And if you want to go into the branding business, you can do that in addition to the podcast you're doing.
Yeah, I know, but sitting here with Malcolm Esposito, people look at me like I'm some kind of a freak of the week, you know?
Well, do something to make you memorable, man.
Do something to make you memorable in a positive way.
Well, what's that mean? You think I'm going to go out and assassinate a guy or something like that?
No, but I'm just saying, do something positive to be remembered. Okay, now you're wrapping the show up. I got to go.
Okay, you got with Malcolm Esposito. I'm wrapping it up.
This is Malcolm Esposito. Is Figure That Out or whatever the hell I called it.
I think you called it Malcolm Esposito Takes a Look at It.
Yeah, this has been Malcolm Esposito Takes a Look at It.
But what I really want to do is be in the branding business, you know? Didn't you say you had a friend who was like... You know, branding beers and stuff?
Yeah, I got a friend of mine that finds these microbrews and different breweries, and he helps them brand their product, yeah.
See, that's worth that. That's worth that for me, not this chicken shit.
All right, okay, I'm taking over, Malcolm.
Malcolm, you blew it. You blew it bad.
Oh, Weber.
I know, your father, God, would he be ashamed of you.
Weber, would you take him outside so he can...
Oh, what a baby.
Thank you very much for listening to Malcolm Esposito Takes a Look at It. God damn.
See what happened to him there?
Yeah. This has been Malcolm Esposito.
Let me do it, Phil. This has been Malcolm Esposito Takes a Look at It. Thank you, Malcolm. Thank you, Malcolm.
Thanks a lot, Malcolm. I hope you're better. I hope you get fixed, whatever it is, you know.
Shut up.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Thanks again to Malcolm Esposito and his new podcast. Malcolm Esposito Takes a Look at It, although it sounds to me like he did one and he's out.
Yeah, that sounds like that was his first one and his last one. He wants to go into the branding business.
He's doing the brandy business.
Branding.
Hey, Mr. Hendry, Dad.
What the hell is this, bud?
Music.
This doesn't sound like music. This sounds like some guy trying to get out of a barrel. This is the guy who says, help, help.